I think
just this band coming together was a miracle.
Yeah, because like it was like I just logged on to an app one day, like just like because I was thinking like, you know, I just want to be in a band. You know, I've been doing like a lot of nothing for like months, and like, and then I logged on to, it's called Vamper, and then I saw Kayla on there, and then we chatted a little bit, and lo and behold, it was insane because our first practice, like everything just felt so like, you know, it felt so right. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like it was like, yeah, this is a good fit, you know? It was like,
yeah,
it was like
that
instantly.
Yeah, you could just tell, like, yeah.
We started playing a cover of a television cover, and it just sounded perfect. And I was, like, looking at Amy, like, ah, oh, this is so good. But they did want to freak out and scare Evan away.
Oh, I actually remember about that time a lot, the first time we saw you. Something I think about a lot was your skinny jeans.
Wait, what?
There was, like, a good, 3 years where like before I met them where all I would wear is skinny jeans.
Bring it back. Yeah, the black skinny jeans.
I remember after you left, Kayla and I had a bit of a like debrief. You know, like, what do you think of him? And I was like, his skinny jeans. He wears skinny jeans.
He's a bit shy and he wears skinny jeans.
I think we also talked about your baby blues.
Oh yes. These guys.
Orbs. Blue orbs. But yeah, you struck on musical gold on the jackpot, as you should say. And that is a miracle in and of itself. How do you feel that the music is in the world, like as a thing that people can just play whenever they want?
It's insane. Mm-hmm. Like, I just can't believe that, you know, we can look up our own stuff on iTunes or whatever, and it's there, and it's like a physical thing. Yeah, because before, like, it felt like it only existed when we played it, because that's when people would hear it. But now they can hear it on anything, and it's like, it's forever. It's there. And
I know. And like, I logged into our Spotify for Artists thingy where you can see like the demographic, and then seeing that there's like people in, I don't know what it was, like Estonia.
There's one in Estonia, and also there's like five in Australia, which fucking it freaked me out. Like, I was like, people like, know us over there? Like what
Hong
the?
Kong and just...
Let's go Hong
Brazil
Kong.
Brazil is like this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah. Okay,
shout out to the one listener in Estonia. Yes. That is so based. Estonia's a based country. Yeah. Can you see what playlists people put things on?
I think you can. Yeah. I haven't checked, though, but I know you're able to see it.
Okay, that'll be really interesting.
Really cool.
To see what people have been cooking up with I'm a Miracle. Yeah, I've heard some crazy stuff, like some playlists that people have had that are like, I can't even say it on air,
but there's
like things that people have seen that have just been so out of pocket that their music, and you don't get any, once you put things out there, it's like you don't have any more, like, you know, it's like the audience takes it on in its own form and you could do really wild things with it. But yeah, it's like wanting to know, because I've spoken to a few bands and it's like during the... because you've been like a predominantly live band, and have it like you've gone like that avenue, and I've spoken to a few bands who are like focused on writing first and then spend so much time, like it's like a really internal process, like writing and there's no audience at all, and then when it comes time to release, like have a panic attack or freak out because they're like, wait, someone's like gonna listen to this and they're like actually gonna, like, you know, like they're gonna they're like another person that I have to start thinking about, when prior to that it was just a completely like internal process. But I wonder how that's been like being a live band that's like very like connected to the audience, and you get like that immediate reaction like from like the crowds at like Astoria or like wherever. Like how that feeling is, like I guess I don't know if the question made sense, but
I think I know.
Oh damn! I had it, and then it flew away. It's this.
No, I was gonna say, like, it really. I know people always say things like it doesn't feel real, but it's kind of hard to I don't know, imagine that, like, other people can just listen to it. You don't see them listening to it, but people have access to it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like a real thing. I don't know.
Yeah. And also, like the whole, like, live performance thing, it's, like, I feel like, especially at our shows, I feel like it's quite its own environment, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, people just go ballistic. And it's, like, and, I don't know. It's a very special connection mm-hmm. With that you get with an audience. Because, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's, like, I don't know. That's, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, that's a very well said. Very apt. Yeah.
Thank you.
No, it definitely does change things when you're playing and then you see the reaction from people. It mm-hmm. makes you play different.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Compared to when you're...
Like, you see their energy, and then you feed off of that, and it goes, like, that they see your energy, and they're feeding off of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No. Is there a specific reason why you chose I'm a Miracle for your debut single, or...?
There's a couple reasons. Mm-hmm. First of all, it was the first song that we wrote all together, like, at our second practice or something. Mm-hmm. And also, I think it's, like, our biggest song, like, the... Mm-hmm. Crowd pleaser one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I, like, Kayla, I mean, Kayla came into, like, our first, was it, I'm pretty sure you came into, like, our, like, the first practice with, like, the bass riff already.
Something like that.
Yeah.
First or second or something.
Yeah. And then, you know, it took a while, like, I know it took a while for me to, like, find the guitar part, because, like, what I would do first was just, like, copy the bass line, because, like, I mean, that's badass enough, you know? so like, but then there's just, like, there was one night, I think it was probably 1 a.m., and I was, like, listening to a recording of the bass line, and I just, and, like, I, it, I don't know, it just, like, it just kind of happened. I don't know, it was a miracle. It was a miracle. Like, mm-hmm. So that was really cool. And that, like, to have that be our first, the first song that we've written, mm-hmm. like, that we wrote as a band, that's a pretty, not to toot our collective horns, but it's a pretty good song. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, because I really enjoy, like, when you came in live and you did the live set, like, that the feeling of getting, I've always enjoyed listening to live recordings, and I like recording bootlegs and things, because I always like the parts where everybody, like, screams together, and I feel like you got a lot of that in the chorus, like, on different songs, and also on I'm a Miracle, mm-hmm. like with Sig Mouth or, like, the other ones where mm-hmm. then you guys, like, join in and then you, like, repeat, and it, like, is kind of like a call for, like, the audience to sing or, like, yell. That's always been, like, a really enjoyable part of songs for me. So mm-hmm. that's what I appreciate about this single.
Yeah.
And it's a good choice. But yeah, I was wondering, like, yeah, the specific reasons for picking that out, because I feel like you have a really good, strong lineup. Like, mm-hmm. when you first came in, like on that day, like, a lot of people were like, who is that band? Like, mm-hmm. who came in? And, like, a lot of people were wanting to know. And then, like, when you first started, our station manager was like, it's like, it's live rock and roll. It's what the kids want. Like, it was so funny. Like, it was just, like, a really iconic, like people were just, yeah, people loved it. So if I just pushing accolades your way. But how was the recording process? Did you record in studio or, like, at a home studio or at a...
We recorded with Homa from Gadfly.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Which is really cool.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Shout out Gadfly. Yeah.
We feel like, we always joke that Gadfly feels like our parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that on your Spotify for, like, the, yeah, Gadfly. our parents. Like,
yeah.
So cute.
And with Mike, what's his last name?
Foster, I think.
Mike Foster. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's great.
Mm-hmm. For, like, the mastering, the mixing and mastering.
Mm-hmm.
Foster, there, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What studio was it?
It was at LaSalle.
Oh, nice.
No. That was before. That was when we recorded with the other guy.
Right.
It was we recorded with Homa at Shoreline mm-hmm. Studios. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
my memory.
And how was that experience, like, recording at Shoreline as opposed to being, like, where do you... Do you have, like, a lot... Like, I'm not getting all the secret details, but do you have, like, a lockout studio or do you record at... practice at?
We just practice at mine and Amy's place.
Okay, nice. So how was it, like, transitioning from there to doing the recording at Shoreline?
It was good. Like, it was really fun. The environment was just really cozy and it was... Yeah, it was just a really good place to play, so... And it felt really... like it's good vibes there, so it was really easy to play, and it didn't feel stressful or there's no pressure or anything. Yeah,
I feel like the community, like the community in Vancouver, is just like really. I think it's really at an all-time high. Like I keep hearing really amazing things about everything people are doing. People are really supportive, and there's not a lot of like, I don't know. It's not like any cliquiness or like anything. Yeah. Super weird going on, you know. I feel like it's just nice to hear that. Yeah, things are really positive, and it's just so great to hear all the time. Yeah.
It feels very inviting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean that doesn't have to do with when we're recording, but just at shows and stuff, I feel people are so like, I don't know, so nice to you, and like, you know, they. I mean, after we play, what I find is when people will come up to us and talk about it, they're really, like, interested in, like, what you have to say. You know, like, it's like a conversation, not just, like, a passing comment and then, you know. Yeah. I think that's really cool.
Yeah. It's a dialogue instead of, like, a monologue, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
And I think the community is a lot more inclusive of young people now, especially because I'd say, like, a good chunk of the scene is... young people, like the bands are really young. But yeah, like every show seems like most shows are all ages now, and yeah, and the crowds are like all young people, so it makes sense.
So I'm thinking we should, without further ado, play the single for our dear listeners, but I was wondering if you had anything to say to them before this music entered their ear holes.
I love the listeners, and I hope the listeners love the, what was I going to say about ear holes? The ear hole food?
Yes, ear hole food. When you're listening to this, I want you to think, okay, I want you to repeat in your mind, I'm sensational, I'm a miracle. Why won't anyone love me?
It's not a question. We do love you.
Oh, yes. We love you. We love you.
It's a rhetorical question. It's a rhetorical question.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God. All
right. So this is I'm a Miracle, Muppet Boys on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
How are we feeling? That was an amazing. That's an absolute banger song. That's so good. That's so good. And the bridge or the breakdown or I don't know.
Oh yeah.
That's so good.
I still thank you so much. I still forget sometimes that we had those little ad-libs.
Yeah.
Then, because when we were recording it, we kind of last minute decided we wanted to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we just went to the bathroom, the three of us, and we were like, what do we do? Let's, think of something to say now. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It just, it just came out. We just popped it out.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like it just came out.
No, but that's exactly what people want, the your insides outside, if that makes sense. Yeah, everybody wants to be inverted and get inverted. Musically, how has the response been, what has your experience been releasing this, in the response been like?
Very positive, I think. Mm-hmm. All our friends are listening to it, and mm-hmm. people we don't know are listening to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is so cool. You know, Airbuddies?
Oh, yeah.
I don't have it, but my friend mm-hmm. went on there, and she's like, oh, so many people are listening to mm-hmm. your song right now. Mm-hmm. What?
You can send, you can send reactions and, little, images and things on Airbuds, which is nice. Yeah. You can, make a sticker of your face and, just send it to people. Whenever anyone's listening to anything, you could just, it's, really that's funny so cool. on there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's really, that's, another aspect that I think of. Because then you can just see people, listening, on Last.fm to your song. That's really cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
I just, I don't know. It's crazy to me that people are still listening to it.
After the initial listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's cool. That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have any plans to release it on any physical medium? Or would you...
Well, we want to make
would
CDs.
That be a dream scenario? What is your dream, medium? Physical, musical?
I think vinyl.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Vinyl, yeah.
I mean, yeah. But, but I do think our music does sit it's good for CD.
Mm-hmm.
Like vinyl would be mm-hmm. it would be crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like stuff with Garage or this kind of with the real energy that it has, I always imagine you're in a muscle car or something like that. And it's I feel like it's not the same as with a little dirty, sweaty little record. It's putting it in a car, in a cassette. Or on a CD is so nice, that visual of mm-hmm. music like that. Because I feel I don't know, there's some things when I see like metal on vinyl, sometimes I'm like, that's not right. Yeah, that's just not right. There's something about that that's kind of evil. But maybe, I don't know, maybe that's its own kind of message. But yeah, I was speaking to somebody who they were they're offering now to do really small pressings. You can go online and get your record press on vinyl with a small pressing plant in America. I think I was speaking to another band, but I could send it to you if you're interested.
Definitely.
To try and do that. You can literally get 5 or 10 even, I think. And so there's a lot of really cool things like that too. But yeah, physical music, it's every time I see it, it's the first time I'm seeing it, even though I'm sitting behind all these cassettes and everything, but I'm always it's so beautiful.
Yeah,
it is beautiful.
What would you get the color of if I'm a Miracle was pressed on vinyl, what color would you get it, and all those things?
I don't know if this is weird, but purple. Is that weird?
I don't think it's weird.
That's good.
I think purple would be good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just always picture blue.
Oh,
yeah.
No, you're
just
right.
Just with blue. Muppet Boys, it's blue, it feels like red. Blue and red. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. But together it's purple.
Oh. Wow.
You're thinking outside the box.
Damn, that was crazy. Yeah.
We wrote a song about you. Would you like to hear it right now?
What?
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, I kind of forget it.
Wait, it's like, okay. It's like, Inez.
Oh, Inez. I'll always remember
you in that dress. You're simply the best. better than the rest.
It took us months to write that.
Yeah. What do you think?
Oh, you're trying to play.
That was absolutely amazing. Sorry, because our microphones are on, you couldn't hear, but I was playing more air horn. Air horn sound effect. But it just sounded like I was just speechless and just had no reaction. Like, imagine so I just had, like, absolutely no reaction to that. That would be extremely strange. But yeah, no, that was the nicest thing that anyone's ever done for me. That's like nice. Yeah, that's like better than any Christmas that I've had. That was a really touching moment. Thank you.
You're welcome.
How are the Muppet Babies?
Oh, they're great.
Mm-hmm.
Love the Muppet Babies.
Here, we'll shout them out. Merrin, Nick, Noah, Jace. Oh, God. Allie.
Roddy.
Roddy. Oh, I'm going to forget people.
Oh, Cameron Benson is listening right now.
Oh, yes.
Hey.
Oh, Clobel.
Clobel.
Ryan from Redgate.
Mm-hmm. Let's go, Ryan from Redgate.
Yeah, they're excellent.
There's lots
of them. It's so great. They're so supportive, and they show up to, like, every single show, which is nuts. And ouchie on your wallet. So
that's what I was gonna say.
Thank you guys for always being there.
Yeah.
But circular. Everything that goes in will come out, hopefully. You know? You know, like everything that people put in comes out. Like all the time and energy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like a flower.
No, it really I think I said this before, but it's crazy to me because it doesn't feel like our friends are coming to see us just because they know us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They like the music. And they
it's a standalone thing.
And that just makes me so happy.
Mm-hmm.
The world.
Yeah. It's like, I made that. Yeah. You know, I made that happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we are going to take a quick ad break, as we have to do. But we'll be right back with more Muppet Boys Mania on CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey, I'm Sarah from Alien Boys, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, Los Angeles indie rockers Cherry Glazer, Canadian indie rock sensation Ecstasy, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Faux, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalist with trailblazing Argentine singer-songwriter Juana Molina, and many, many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists in the full lineup. Check out the full lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com. Repeat, sledisland.com.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's this Pilate? He fiddled while...
Just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Xenia!
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Looking for an audio escape to put your mind at ease? Landscapes by Dune is a musical journey through sampling and field recording. From the busy streets of Toronto to BC's picturesque landscapes, the Belgian artist recorded an array of sounds during his travels across Canada. Landscapes will be released on Pop Guitari Records Bandcamp on December 8th. And will be available on all streaming platforms on December 15th. For more information, check out at Dune as Dune on Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud.
This is Kristen Carter. My debut contemporary pop album, Full Bloom, is now yours to discover.
Full Bloom is a living garden of 12 songs that celebrates the beauty and the seasonal nature of life. You can find Full Bloom wherever you listen to music. Visit thekristencarter.com or follow at Kristen Carter Music for more. Funded by Factor and Canada's private radio broadcasters. I just wanna feel alive.
Take a moment, do some more than just survive. Welcome, neighbor, to our neighborhood. In Our Gayborhood is a journey through the communities of BC, meeting our neighbors who work towards a world where everyone can be proud of who they are. In our first season, get to know the Tushla advocates, educators, and students who help our schools grow into spaces where everyone can belong. Just like our neighborhoods, each episode is filled with the spirit of care, the energy of activism, and the warmth of community. Join us in Our Gayborhood, premiering June 14th at the Queer Arts Festival.
Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Stu.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed. When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people.
Baby, you a light. You shift my whole world to the right. Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Nardor to you and Serviette and Doo-doo-loo-doo.
Thank you!
Lethal Refresh, every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Reach one, teach one. Catch up, get that one. I had to eat, son.
Hey, I'm Sarah from Alien Boys, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days.
Hello, hello. Hello, dear listener. If you have no idea what's happening and you've missed the memo, it is Muppet Boys Mania here in Studio A, live from CITR 101.9 FM. And it is a beautiful, sunny day. I don't even know if it's spring anymore. It just feels like summer and it's warm and... it's the perfect time to listen to the new single, I'm a Miracle, by Muppet Boys.
Oh, my God.
And if you don't want to watch hockey or listen to hockey radio or Sportsnet, this is a great station to stay on. And again, listen to I'm a Miracle by Muppet Boys. So I hope everyone is doing well out there, whether you are listening online or in your car or driving or on the bus or whichever motor vehicle transport you are taking, or if you're completely stationary and still, you can also listen to this. So I hope you have been enjoying it, or if you're just joining, you will enjoy what is happening, whether you like it or not, on CITR 101.9 FM. Yippee. How are we feeling?
Feeling good.
I'm still not over that song also that you sang for me. Thank you so much. Yeah.
I have a song.
But what was... I don't remember wearing a dress.
You didn't.
Was that...
It is
right. Okay, no, that's right. Yeah, no. I was like, okay, that's
but
good.
We'll always
no, that's good. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So what shows do you have upcoming?
23rd, we're playing with Gadfly and
Down the Leaves.
And it is... on a Thursday, and it is at
Green Auto.
Hey.
Yes, go to that.
Down the Lees doing their
Album release?
Yes. Yep. Album release. I think.
Yes.
Yes.
And people can follow you on Instagram and... Are you in Bandcamp?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
And Bandcamp and...
And...
Everywhere. We're everywhere.
Follow us everywhere.
We're in follow here, us in real there, life.
And everywhere. Oh. Oh, Paul.
Paul. George. John.
And Ringo.
Ringo.
He's got four rings.
He's got four rings.
Imagine if they made, like, a movie. Imagine if they made a movie about each of you for the Muppet Boys, like, for the Muppet yeah. Boys movie, like they're doing with the Beatles.
Like, a Muppet Boys cinematic universe.
That's actually... Whoa.
You know, I'm liking the name Muppet Mania right now.
Me too.
I'm liking that too.
It's like Water Mania, but like...
Yeah. Maybe that can be an album.
Can I speak on Water Mania for a second?
Yeah, go on.
Yes. Go ahead.
I love the wave pool of Water Mania. It's like... Sorry. I'm just like...
I don't. Because every time you go in there, there's like 100 babies crying into the wave.
Also, it's like you kind of have to time the waves right if you're not tall enough. So you have to jump when the waves are high or else you gotta like... messed up and then you're kind of like drowning.
They're doing the opposite. Ooh, like when the wave is up then you're like under the water. Yes. And when it's down you're like, oh wait, no, that's not.
No, I get yeah. what you're saying. Yeah.
Have you ever been in a pool where they're playing music underwater?
What?
They really have that a lot in East Asia. Like they're always doing next level stuff like that's over there. So but cool. Yeah, you can like swim and they're playing like typically they play just like concerto. Like they play like Bach and like
that's nice.
And, yeah,
that's
but it's beautiful. Really nice. But like, yeah, it'd be crazy. You're just like under there, and there's like,
wow.
just like some death metal song. Yeah. Like, it's like no, swimming, say, like epic style.
Like, I'd feel yeah. like I'd be like reborn.
Yeah,
like mm-hmm. classical.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, like imagine like being underwater and like looking mm-hmm. at like the surface of the water with Bach playing,
wow.
and Mozart.
Oh, I is this do heaven? That now.
No. It's a water. Pool.
Yeah. It's chlorinated. It's chlorinated heaven.
I'm trying to imagine
Evan when he runs out of things to say. Sorry.
How was filming the music video?
Wait, we filmed
one.
The music video?
What did I saw? Or just taking photos? Like, what did
oh,
I
yes.
look
yeah,
at? I was like, I saw there was a visual thing.
Our
so.
Photographer, Marin Eames, excellent photographer, mm-hmm. did a little photo shoot for us so we could promote the single. And it was just us in a bathtub. Like, you were eating toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
You were throwing up.
Always throwing up.
Yeah.
Throwing up
everywhere.
Is like always. It's adjacent. It's
yeah,
part of the lure. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We do want to make a music video, though.
Yes.
Yes.
We have ideas.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be out yeah. there somewhere.
Can we get any scoops on what the listeners
sneaky.
Might expect?
Well, I know there is talk of a car running someone over.
Oh, my God.
So.
We'll see.
That's my piece.
Who would
peace
it
out.
Be? Who will be run over?
Probably Evan.
Yeah, probably.
If you had to be run over by somebody in a car, like someone was driving it, like who would you pick? Like anyone in the world. Or is there anybody you would like to be run over by?
Maybe Meg White.
That would be
really,
really
this
cool.
is a good answer, yeah.
Yeah.
Or Santa.
Santa's
yeah.
Santa's yeah, yeah. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, Christmas tree.
I think we have a thing where we just find Santa really funny. What's with that?
No, we do this thing where, like, what's the funniest thing that could happen right now? It's usually, like, Santa
crashing. Yeah. Okay, I don't know.
Like, Santa crashing in a window in the ceiling.
That's yeah. one of yeah. my favorite games, I think. What's the funniest thing that could happen? What is the funniest thing that could happen right now?
Santa crashing
in. Yeah. We actually need to get Santa on the radio. Yes. Somebody like get the yeah, Nardwar versus Santa Claus.
Nardwar versus Santa Claus.
Come on.
I want to see that.
It's 2024. Match. Like, we need the time. The time's up. Like, we need that now. Like, the people are asking.
How old is Santa Claus?
No, that's why we need the interview. We need to find out, like, all the, oh, like, the deep secrets and the lore.
I know that his birthday is in March or something.
Oh.
Like, I thought it was
Christmas. That's a good start. But it's, that's like, a good March start.
11th?
Yeah. And then, like, he'll come in and then we'll like, be like, we know your birthday. Like, how do you know that? We'll be like, we have to know.
You're
saying that. That's why, yeah.
Sorry, that's so stupid.
After the show at Green Auto, what other shows are coming up also?
We do have, I don't remember the specific day, it's in August, with Chronic Fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
And some more guys at 648. I don't remember the details because it's kind of far mm-hmm. away mm-hmm. right now.
Yeah.
But I think that one coming up.
Just follow all the, make sure, okay, if you aren't following the venues, the local music venues in Vancouver, and you're listening to CITR, I don't know what you're doing. Because you need to be locked in and checking for flyers every week and going out to shows, because we have an abundance of ultra talented, ultra cool people who are putting on shows every night, or almost every night. Like, you can go on a Tuesday and they'll be like, you'll walk in and it'll be like something you've never heard before and you won't be ready for it. So please follow all of the, just on Instagram, just go on there. You have to dedicate time and follow basically everybody.
There's also an account called This Week in Van
mm-hmm.
that like, just puts out a whole bunch of shows that's happening that week, and it's really good. Mm-hmm. I love that account.
Yeah, This Week in Van, Hot Mother Truckers, also
mm-hmm.
good.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, CITR is also starting to post events every now and then. But yeah, always keep your eyes peeled for flyers and follow bands, and because there's a lot of interesting things like to the people do like in the forest, like outdoor shows. I went to like this random ambient show that my friend did. Like in the forest, I can't say the location, but like at some coordinates, an undisclosed location. And actually, wait, this is like kind of a longer story, but I'll make it really short. But everybody arrived like before the sunset, like together, and it was like super chill. But I had to go to see my other friend's show at 648 before I went. So I went alone and it was like completely pitch black. And it was like behind this like nuclear facility.
Oh,
and
God.
I just like had coordinates and I just was sprinting because I was late for her set and I didn't want to miss it. So I was just like sprinting like through like bare, like over bare kids, like not on the trail, didn't know anything, was completely alone.
Wow.
Just like, and people have been like, girls have been killed.
Oh my God.
Like, this is so, and then just like running, just like with my phone flashlight, like full Slenderman core, just like running. And then I heard this really loud noise. I'm like, oh, it's the ambient noise show. Like, I'm here. Mm-hmm. And then I look over and it was just like a mass of frogs, like on top of each other. And it was like, I just stared at it and I was like, I can't even make this up right now. Like, what is happening? Like, what is happening?
Like a pile of frogs.
Yeah, yeah. And they're just making like really cool noises. I'm like, you know, this is kind of cool, but this isn't where I need to be, but this is kind of cool. And I just kept following Google Maps. Eventually I got there and I did miss it, but I was like, I can't even explain what just
you
happened to me
in the last five
minutes. Yeah,
there was two ambient shows.
Yeah, there was two. Yeah, the frogs were like, we were here first, you know. Yeah. like these are our parts. What do they say in cowboy movies? I don't know. They're like in the saloon.
Yeah,
they're like in the saloon. They're like opening the saloon doors, but it's just like
a frog.
A pile of frogs. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a pile of frogs.
So you open the door and the door is
the door is a pile of frogs. Yeah. Yeah. That was exactly my experience, but yeah, no. So there's a lot of interesting things that people are putting on. And if you want that experience that I had, then you can have that if you go around to all the shows people put on. What has been your favorite? I think I asked this last time, but what's your favorite venue? I always love asking.
Mine personally is Green Auto.
Yeah. Me too.
Like, I was gonna say that. Yeah.
Just the sound, the atmosphere.
The sound is so good at Green Auto. Yeah.
And the people are just. I mean, everyone's nice at all the venues, but Green Auto, the people are lovely.
Yeah, I always go in there like and see what they're doing and look at their mixing setup, and it's always really good. But when I went to the La Lune EP release show, it was so funny because they had some visuals set up, but then they timed out and it was like Aaron's MacBook Pro, and it was like they're like playing their centers like Aaron's MacBook Pro, like just going all over their faces, and then people kept trying to tell them, they were like, we're playing like our song, like, we can't change the vision. But I just found that really funny. Yeah,
that's so funny. Yeah. We should do that like on purpose.
You really should have that.
Love Green Auto.
Have you played in the outside?
No.
The outside part?
Oh, not yet.
I don't think I've seen a show in the outside. I've always gone on the inside.
I haven't seen on the outside.
I saw Still Depths at an outdoor Green Auto show. It was fucking insane. Like, that's honestly, shout out Still Depths. That's probably my favorite local band in like all in the whole scene. Like, they're just
Still
unbelievable.
Really,
yeah.
Love those caps.
Yeah.
If you could play any music festival in the world, which one would you play?
Oh, the fucking what's that new one that all like the classic punk bands are? Is it called like No Values or something?
Oh, I don't know the name, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like it's like The Damned are playing there, and
The Damned is coming to Vancouver.
Yeah,
Commodore. Yeah.
I can't go.
Oh yeah, the Commodores.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Damned it.
Damned. What is it called though? I don't know. But they're putting on a bunch of those like Sick New World and When We Were Young. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Like When We Were Young, it's like the My Chemical Romance and Fall Out Boy thing that they're doing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they're putting on a lot of those throwback festival thingies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Actually, no, I'm not going to talk about The Damned right now. I won't do that. Should we play the single again?
Hey, I think so.
I don't think it would hurt.
And there's also people joining. So, you know, people joining. A lot of people who, like, don't want to, again, watch hockey. Like, you know, so let us get this in your ears. Again, on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back. beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm a miracle on CITR 101.9 FM. When you go on Muppet Boys Spotify, you get like fans also like Turnstile and Mom Jeans and Pup. Did you know that?
Interesting.
I didn't know that.
I've seen it, but I just like I don't really know those bands, to be honest.
But I love that it's like Muppet Boys and Turnstile. That's really iconic. That's funny.
Yeah.
What are your guys' zodiac signs? Your star signs.
Are we getting our horoscope?
Yeah. I'm going to review our CITR exclusive.
Amy and I, Capricorn.
I'm a Gemini.
You're two-faced.
No.
Find your rage anew. Bathe once more in the seamless amber current. Okay.
Is that one
okay.
for Evan?
That's for Capricorn. Find your rage anew.
I knew we had to go back in that amber current.
I was gonna say
I'm in the amber current.
That you should bathe.
That's like Jurassic Park. Oh my God. No.
What the hell?
Sorry. These are really
phone. Whatever.
What is? When was Muppet Boys born? And then you could get the star sign for.
Oh
Muppet
wow!
Boys. But you have to get the time as well.
August.
Oh, like a Leo.
It's like late August.
Just stop wasting moonlight and join them. You do not need a plan for passing time in paradise.
Oh, I think this
very
is
cryptic.
I think I know it.
Okay, you know
later. Off the radio.
Okay.
Off the record. Off the record.
Skating?
Yes, skating.
Yes, skating.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we were talking about going skating later. Muppet skate.
Muppet skating.
But the rinks are closed.
Mm-hmm.
Cuz it's Victoria.
Cuz of old Victoria.
Oh yeah.
Old Victoria.
She is very old.
Quite old.
This is true. If you could have like a dance, the choreography, what would it be?
We have it down.
You have it down? Okay, you need to describe in words for our...
Basically, we also wanted to show you, though.
Okay,
we take our arms and then we... we fold them up to the right, and then
you can do this. You can follow along with this wherever you're listening.
And then you put them back down, and then you take your arms and you fold them up to the left by your shoulder. They're getting raised up there. Ready, guys? Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. And this. Hope you're following along at home.
Just follow along at home.
Just start singing.
And just take a moment, yeah.
I thought you were gonna sing.
Take a moment to get moving.
I do this little dance. Yeah,
karaoke.
That's our go-to move at any show.
We do that at a show. Yeah.
You do that while playing.
Or an airplane thing where two people are waving their arms. And then this
person
requires
the
three people.
Yeah.
Third person's in the middle, and they put their arms out like an airplane, and they land. And
or there's, what is that, the car wash one? So the two people on the side are like spinning their arms around like this, and the person in the middle is like driving the car through the car wash.
That's our dance
that we do.
Amazing. That's like, I think I had to do something like that in like a horrible Grease Lightning, like terrible middle school Grease Lightning. Yeah. And we were like a car. Why did they make you inanimate objects? They love making you inanimate objects like when you're in school. And you have to like pretend to be a car.
So which part? Were you like the wheel or?
I think I was just like the side of the car, number one. like out of like everybody. Yeah, there was a lot of strange things like that in school. There was like actually... there's one time where we didn't get, our school didn't want to pay for the rights for like Alice in Wonderland, the actual one. So we got a lot of like D-list ones that were like free, that were like basically like Wattpad Alice in Wonderland, like for schools to do, because our school didn't want to pay for it. So then we had a lot of really strange, like demented Alice in Wonderland, like for free, like just downloaded offline. But yeah, that's just school, yeah. How are we feeling today? It is 6:52, and up next is Exploding Head Movies with Gak. So stay tuned if you like movies. This episode will also be free to stream whenever you want on CITR.ca. And also, you can listen to it in your hearts whenever you want, I guess, also. That's always an option. The music can live on your heart. Yeah.
In the heart.
Which part? Which chamber?
The left one.
The left one. In the aorta.
What is it? The atrium?
Yeah, the atrium. That's a hardcore. I feel like that's the most hardcore part of the heart to be kept in the atrium.
I remember learning about the parts of the heart.
I don't.
You don't? Okay.
What's a vesicle?
Vesicle?
Is that something?
You can't say that on the radio. Sorry,
guys. I saw your heart and Muppet Boys was there. Like, I went in your heart and literally just Muppet Boys was inside. And that was it. That was all. And it was keeping you alive. And coursing through your veins.
Yeah. You could say that.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And on that note, we shall say goodbye.
Okay. Oh. Bye, guys.
Goodbye. That's like a jazz chord harmony.
Yeah.